Sometimes we get emotionally and never get in his presence. We just have the emotion. So you see these songs, you listen to these words is putting the emphasis on him, not on them, not on the singers, not on the musicians, but on him. Yet they're playing a part. Yet everybody has to be recognized in their position. This is all about him. We are on the stage on his behalf. Even what I preach this morning is about him. It's not about me. And so to break this yoke of bondage that had been over the church so long of just entertainment and a good time without a real, listen to me, without a real visitation. Where people get new kidneys and new hearts, new limbs, extension to their life as Hezekiah got 15 years. This is the bridge of the supernatural. We meet here. That's why I read the significance of communion. We're going to live out the 120 years that the Lord wants us to live, because the 70 and 80 wasn't for the church. He was talking to the children of Israel. Ours is 120. Word. Without a stick. Without rest home or tender. The only way we're going to get there is this type of emphasis, this type of praise, this type of worship, the type of gospel we preach it. Not just to arouse a person's emotion, but to get them in the presence of Almighty God that they can get an answer and testify. Look what the Lord has done for me. Too often, my brother, too often people been coming to church, but they don't get a visitation. The emotion come first. And we're jumping around, leaving with the same limp. Same high blood pressure. You follow what I'm saying? But if you activate the spirit properly, oh my, miracles, signs, and wonders will begin to perform in your house. So that's what it's all about. Grab your Bible. Galatians chapter 2. Grab your Bible. Now, don't be familiar with this verse, because we're about to see some things this morning. And you can't be familiar with this verse. This verse has been quoted. You may be seated. This verse has been quoted many times. But it will be from a different perspective. How to live in divine alignment with Jesus' faith. How to live in divine alignment with Jesus' faith. With Jesus' faith. What was Jesus using to cause all these things to happen those 3 years in his ministry? Well, number one, we know he was using the anointing. He told him he was anointed. But by the same token, Jesus had faith in his Father, faith in God. And so many times, we only try to live by the faith we have. But specifically, we are told to live by the faith of the Son of God. In other words, as the Bible says, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same faith caused all the things to happen in the gospel. The same faith that Jesus used in the gospel, we have. Actually, Jesus is faith. See, we often talk about, you know, we know that so that faith, Romans 10:17 says, so that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is true. But when you're hearing the word of God, you're hearing the Father talking about Jesus.